Hey guys, this is Jeff on the walkingcross.com podcast. Hope you're having a wonderful day out there. You know, I'd like to talk about some of the things that our pastor talked about today. I'll be over in 1 Timothy 3 and starting down there at the 16th verse. Now, this may not be exactly what our pastors talk about, but it's what I got from the message or some of the stuff I got from the message. He did a wonderful job today. I'd like to start here, and it's a word I want to focus on. It's called godliness. But it says, "And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory." You know, the mystery of godliness. I'd like for you to take a moment and think about the areas of your life this week that you probably need to be more godly in. You know, we all have those areas in our life. What's some of the things that you can think of that, you know what, I probably need a little bit more godliness there? You know, I'd like for you to identify those things, those habitual things that you keep seeing come up in your life, whether that be an angry issue, you're short with somebody, or, you know, you're just, I don't know, angry person. I don't know. It could be different things for you. What are some of those issues in your life that you're dealing with right now that could be more godly? And how would God, this next part is, how would God deal with those situations? How do you think that he would deal with those situations? You know, so many times I think it's our mindset, our lens that we see things through. You might think, well, what is that? Well, the lens that I'm talking about is how we're supposed to see ourselves. You know, and I believe in Philippians, it talks about that. Philippians 2. Actually, and I'm reading the King James Version here, but it says, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men." I'd like to start there for a minute. That is the form of a servant. You know, I think God wants us to be a servant to other people, to bless other people, to be a help to other people. It doesn't mean to be a slave. I'm not meaning that. You know, I'm talking about being a servant. You know, have a servant's heart to be able to help other people, to bless other people, to be there. You know, and when we look at our life through that lens, we may see things a little bit different. So oftentimes we think, why did this person do this? Or why did this happen like that? Or they shouldn't have done that to me. But if you look at it from a servant's point of view is, and this is one of the things I wanted to also bring out through another podcast I've been trying to make, but I haven't made yet. And that is, we're supposed to do the right thing. That's the number one thing that we're supposed to do. You know, one of my friends always says this. He says, "Stand on truth and facts." You know, I think that's a brilliant saying. You know, I don't know if he originated that or if he come up from somewhere else, but I don't know. But here's what I do know. If we stand on truth and facts and we do what is right, that's where God would have us be. And you got somewhere to stand on that. So if we do what is right, sometimes that is the very thing that helps us get through those hard times. And it's not a sometimes right thing. We need to make sure we're always standing on the right place. We're always saying what is right. And here's another thing, guys, that we kind of run into sometimes. We do not have a patent on being right. That means sometimes somebody's going to show you something that you're wrong at. And how you deal with it's going to tell you pretty much whether you're wise or you're unwise. You know, the Bible talks about that if you rebuke a wise man, he'll thank you. That's paraphrasing a little bit. But the thing of it is being able to admit, listen, you know, I'm looking for the truth. That's what I'm looking for. And if I do what's right and I have a servant's heart, I'm there to benefit you, to help you, but I'm there to seek the truth. That's what I'm trying to look for. That's what I'm trying to bring out. And if you've got the truth and somebody comes to you and tells you something and you see that you're not right in the situation, I think in most cases, we need to be open to that. Now, they could be trying to manipulate you and things like that. But what I'm saying is we're truth hunters. Try to find out what is truth, and then you try to do those things. But anyway, I wanted to bring out being a servant. And a lot of people have a negative connotation with that. They think, well, I don't want to be a servant. You know, the closer you get to God, you start realizing that if you're doing the right thing and you're God's servant, he's your savior. Can you be his servant? And that's what God's called us into, is to be a servant and to help other people. But I'd like to keep on for a minute. In verse 8, it goes on and says, "And being found in a fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross." You know, I mentioned before, he's your Savior. You know, that's the first step that you need to make, is making Jesus the Lord of your life and getting that forgiveness in your heart. You know, he's already paid the debt. But if you receive him, if you receive that free gift, that means you have that salvation. And then you can start walking on your, you can start working on your walk. But in verse 9 it says, "Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and giving him a name which is above every name." You know, I believe when this world is over, that we're going to have rewards. If we've done what God has said to do, and we're a Christian, and we've served God, and we have that servant's heart and that servant's walk, you know, I believe God will give us treasures. But see, the point is this: to give God your heart and make sure you're doing the right thing and you're walking out that servant's lifestyle and seeing in your life through a servant's lens, not a high and exalted person where you look at things and think, well, I'm better than that, or I'm this, or I'm that. But look at it as a point of things that you can learn, things that you can bless other people with. Loving on other people. You know, half this life is about looking at other people and just loving other people. There is a lot of people that are different in this world, and they have a lot of good things about them. You know, and lifting other people up, loving on other people, and being there for other people and just enjoying the ride. You know, if we look at it through the lens of just loving people and being a servant and being humble and learning from our mistakes and seeking out truth and speaking truth, we're going to have a lot better life and we're going to have a lot better walk with God. Guys, I hope you've got something from those two things. I was going to go on into some other things today, but it seems like the podcast has got away from me with time. But I'd like to encourage you to look at two things today, and that's godliness. Where are those areas in your life that you need to consider? Hey, you know, I need to look at this a little bit different. I'm getting off here. What would God have me do in those areas? What are those habitual things that you see yourself keep doing? Identify those things. Write them down. Try to figure out something that, hey, figure out the problem. And then look and think how God would have you look through a servant's eyes, a servant that's loved by God. How would he have you look at that thing? Are you looking at it with the right mindset? And number two, have a servant's walk. Love other people. Be there for other people. And be a soldier for God by blessing other people, by being there, not being high and mighty and feeling like that you've arrived or that you've got a piece of information somebody else don't have, because that don't lead to anything. All it leads to is dust becomes dust. We all die. We all lay down. But the truth is, those things that you give to other people and the blessings that you've blessed other people with, those are things that are eternal. They go on. They live past you. You affect other people's lives. Those are the things that matter. The things that matter are God's work. It's not the possessions. Those things go away. Hope you've got something from this today, and it's been a little bit different podcast. Maybe you've got one or two things. I hope you have. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.